Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is Mother's Weekend, and I am super fabulous, feeling awesome, and totally excited about this weekend. I don't know why I'm excited about this weekend, because I'm still going to be doing everything, so I'm trying to escape the housework this weekend, and for that reason, we're doing a fantastic Mother's Day ode to mothers, and just really chit-chat about Mother's Day and some Mother's Day ideas, what Mother's Day means to us, and just have a little bit of fun, keeping it light. And I have a fantastic mother, one of the moms that I think is just simply amazing. Ideally, it would be beautiful to have all my girl siblings, my sisters, on the phone, on the show this morning. But couldn't get the others on the phone, so here we go. I have none other than the incredible Eleanor Johnson, who's my special guest this morning, a wonderful mom, my BFF, my awesome younger sister, and we're just going to have some fun today. So happy Mother's Weekend to all the wonderful mummies out there and to all those women who play mummy to someone, whether it's a niece or nephew, whether it's that shoulder to rely on from your coworkers, or whether it's just volunteering or helping out the neighbors, babysitting, whatever you do that you've used your mommy skills. Thank you for that. So welcome, Eleanor, to my show.
Well, thank you, Charmaine. It's my pleasure to be on the show this morning. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I also admire your motherhood skills and admire you as a sister. And I'm so happy to be here and excited to talk about whatever we want to talk about this morning about mothers.
I know, right? This is so impromptu because I'm like, oh, you should just be on the show. Oh, maybe we should get Genesee and maybe we should get Margaret. So it would have been so fun to have all the girls on. But tomorrow is actually Mother's Day, so we'll see if we can rally them up at some point and plug another show in there. But I just really wanted to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. And let me ask you, Elle, what does Mother's Day mean to you significantly every year? What do you do?
Well, you know, they celebrate one particular day as Mother's Day. I think Mother's Day is every single day. I think Mother's Day is, you know, I mean, you just don't stop being a mother because we're not celebrating it on a particular day. It just means everything. To me, a mother means a teacher, a preacher, a friend, a confidant, just someone you can rely on for everything, your backbone, your crutch, really. You know, I think about myself as a mother, you know, I mean, I have like eagle wings spread over my two children to always guide and protect them. And, you know, my mom also is a protector, and she may not say it, but her actions, you can absolutely tell she protects her children. And that's one of the most important roles I think any woman could have, being a mother.
I totally agree, and I definitely honor you and all the mothers. And when I think about Mother's Day, I think about my sisters in particular, and I really examine all of you guys and your role as mothers and what you mean to your children, and just interacting and seeing you and talking to you and just understanding what goes into that. And I think, just like you said, it is such a blessing and an honor to be endowed with such a responsibility, because it really is a huge one. And I think that God has hand-chosen women in particular, whether they themselves became mothers, but they're a daughter to a mother, and or even, a son to a mother. So women have a very particular place, I believe, in our society, and that really is to hold the fort down, because there are lots of households that do not have a father or father figure in it, whether it's through divorce or death or just a relationship that doesn't work, but the moms, for the most part, are always there. And usually when, even if children have to, have lost their parents, whether through being orphaned or whatever, they tend to put them in a home where either there's a, typically, whether it's a single mother or a married mother, or a couple mm-hmm. that has a female in it, because the nurturing part of a family takes place with mothers. And in order right. for our kids and our families to be nurtured, you have to have a mom present, you know? So a lot of times we hear all these, you know, we'll see it, whether it's a basketball star, football stars, whoever, just general people that you talk to. Mm-hmm. Even at work, I'll talk to, like, some of the girls, and they're always talking about their grandmama and their mom. But a lot of times it really goes back to that figure that is always, quote-unquote, present physically. Even
right.
if their mom's there, they always refer to their grandma in some
right.
really kind way. And when you think about grandmas, you think about just the woman who's always at home,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think, well, one of the things, let me ask this question, because I said I was going to throw this out first. What do you mm-hmm. think makes a mother so special? What are some of the things you think makes mothers so special?
Well, I think all mothers are special in their unique way. Of course, mm-hmm. we're all born with different personalities. And like you said earlier, that, you know, God has, you know, kind of handpicked the children that he gave us, right? Again, they're all special in their unique way. There's lots of mothers out there, some who are very daunting, some who are very caring, mm-hmm. some who are very standoffish, some who just, you know, they honestly don't have that, probably didn't want children to start with, but they kind of had to mm-hmm. rethink how to go about doing this, and they end mm-hmm. up being, like, awesome moms. I use the word making mistakes loosely, but I don't think moms really make mistakes, because the mm-hmm. way, you know, you may bring your children up, or my neighbor may bring their children up, may be different from the way I bring my children up, but all in mm-hmm. all, that's that family unit, and that works for that family. You know, and I'm sure if you talk to any of the kids, they'll tell you, my mom is wonderful, you know.
Exactly.
So I think, again, every mother is unique in their own different way. There's not a book on how to be a mom. There's lots mm-hmm. of books on what to expect when you're expecting, but there's nothing that tells you what to expect once
right.
they're out.
And the what are the expectations now? What do you expect me
right.
to do? Exactly. And I really feel like there is a certain wisdom. It's innate. It's our natural ability as mothers, as nurturers. I do believe that every woman and every mother possess that. What I think
mm-hmm.
sometimes can happen is that we don't embrace that. And so,
mm-hmm.
because by nature, animals, you know, female mothers are by nature nurturers. I mean, for the last 10 years that we've lived, well, I keep saying 10, but it's, oh my gosh, 12 almost years that we've been here. After the first year, the first spring, we started having these little birds come and right in the little nook by the steps outside. And they started building, weaving this, you know, the basket nest, and right in the little
mm-hmm.
corner. And so the little birds will come, and every year you see a couple little more layers, Now the birds still come by And I think it's the same returning family. Like, they would come back and hatch, and then they would go back and come back. But just watching them year over year over year, watching how they build that nest, each layer is added, every year a new little layer of basket weave is added to it. So it keeps getting higher and mm-hmm. higher, and they keep returning. But watching those moms protect their eggs and the little birds, it was really so amazing. And, you know, out in the wild, we see that with mothers. When females give birth, they cover them, they protect them, they nurture them, and they mm-hmm. allow them to thrive until they can go off on their own. So I do think that mothers really have that innate ability, but sometimes some moms just don't tap into it.
Right.
And one thing that you said was, and I know we were chit-chatting a little bit before the show, and I thought, oh, let's talk about mistake mothers make. None. And right. because when we really love our kids, and I'm speaking in general terms because I know there are those extenuating situations and family dynamics and mother and child dynamics where, you know, a lot of them could be mental health, where moms leave their kids or abandon their children or severely mm-hmm. you know, hurt their children or abuse their children. So there are those cases that are out there that definitely leads back to psychological and mental issues in most mm-hmm. of those cases. But I think mothers in general, for the most part, we don't think we're making any mistakes, because if we thought so, we would have not done it. Do you know what I mean? Because
Absolutely.
Of how we feel about our children and how we know that we love them. And like you said, kids are always like, well, that's my mom. You know, I want to be with my mom. Or, you know, right. they don't look at you like you made a mistake. Well, let's put it this way. They don't look at you like you made a mistake when they're young. I know earlier we were saying, yeah, but maybe when they get older, they'll stop blaming everything on mom. You know, but,
right.
While they're young and little, we can get away with a few things. So I think it's funny how the time's kind of ticking along, and we could just be talking about a million things, but I also want to take it on a little bit lighter side. Let's
mm-hmm.
maybe talk about, give our audience or our listeners a little bit of some ideas for Mother's Day. What are some of the things that you've done and some of the ideas that you have? Mainly because I'm looking for ideas myself for Mother's Weekend. What are you going to do this weekend?
So, you know, my initial thought was, well, I share my love through food. I love to cook. I love to share. And it's just one of my love languages, just sharing. And I do that with
mm-hmm.
food and, you know, small gifts, little trinkets. But
mm-hmm.
I thought one of the things I would do for my mother this Mother's Day weekend is visit with her for the day and just cook with her, enjoy dinner with her, bake with her, and just being with her. You know, she's
mm-hmm.
at the age right now where really all she wants is some company. And I thought if I could do
mm-hmm.
this today, and I mean, I've done that, you know, several other days too, but I thought why
mm-hmm.
not make this day really special and just be with her and do for her, because she's done so much for us. You know, growing up and even as adults, she's done so much. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I plan on doing for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a special request from my kids, what I want for Mother's Day. But, you know, they're young adults, teenagers, breakfast in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, enough said. They're teenagers. They don't rise as early as I do, so it's more like lunch in bed. But it's okay.
Right, right.
Now, I
the nice thing is that
I've
you
gotta...
all will be in bed.
Maybe.
You'll still be in
Maybe.
Bed at midnight. Well, no, you gotta get up and make that. You gotta get up and make that lasagna.
Right, right.
Because remember
right,
that
absolutely.
Remember that your mother is also my mother. So I will be meeting you
right.
over there because, I mean, you know, you're the loving, giving, always serving child, and I'm the one that's always coming over for the leftovers, always eating and bringing my hungry and bringing my hungry kids along. But I'll make sure we at least have gone out for pancakes before. So,
well,
but definitely,
like
I mean,
idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, even yesterday I was saying to a dear friend of mine, I was saying, you know, for Mother's Day, I don't really, it doesn't really matter where I go. It's even better if Bruno doesn't have to spend a whole lot of money to go out for dinner mm-hmm. and wait for 3 hours, et cetera, et cetera. Because honestly, I think just the really simple things, I was just saying, even if we go to IHOP, and that's because I really don't want to make breakfast. You know, mm-hmm. I really don't feel like making it, but I don't mind. It's going to be in the 80s down here in the South, in Georgia, so I don't mind putting on shorts and t-shirt and going out for late breakfast. You know,
right?
Wherever there's not a line, you know, and I just want to be with my children, and I just want to spend time with them. And like you said, you have young adult teenagers. I've got two teenagers and one little preteen almost coming up, and they are boys. So to try to get them to do anything, much less take any pictures, you know, I mean, that's one other thing. So just spending time, I think that's so invaluable. Another thing I know – we're talking about, you know, like I see a lot on TV and, you know, on Facebook and other media, different Mother's Day ideas, things you can do. But I think when it boils down to just like you said, we just need to feel that love. And they don't have to guess what we want. It's very simple.
Right.
You know, like you said, just breakfast in bed. You know, I think it was last year, a couple years ago, the kids were much younger. I think it was Nathaniel, who was like 7, 8, because he's 10 now, a couple of years ago. And they, you know, had a boiled egg. And, you know, of course they brought it up on a paper plate, you know. But it was like the sweetest thing. And every year I get this little coupon book that I can rip out and use a coupon every day for what I wanted. Here's a funny story, right? So one of the coupons in Nathaniel's little coupon book was, no cooking or dishes, no dinner or dishes for 1 week. That means that I don't have to wash dishes or do dinner for a week. I'm like, well, that's not going to work because I don't do that anyway.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm like, and then he put, I think there were three coupons that said that. So I'm thinking, okay, so which coupon am I really going to use? Because, I mean, those are already, you know, used up already without being said. But definitely, it's just, I think it's so important to just spend time with your mother.
Right.
And it's not about the money. It's not about the foo-foo. It's not about the flowers or the cars and all that. It's just that special hug and a kiss on the lips, a kiss on the cheek, a kiss on the forehead that says, I love you and you're special. You know, those things really make a difference. I think the same things that light us up when the kids are little, when they just come in and give you a hug and say, I love you, Mom.
Right.
Those are the priceless gifts that I think are still relevant to today.
And if I could share one quick thing that happened last night. You know, I was out in the living room and the kids went out to go get, you know, just a few items from the supermarket, of course, with my debit card. So they come back, and I'm on the phone with a friend of mine, and my son's standing in front of me. So I told the person I was on the phone with to hold for a second. So I mute the phone, and Corey was just standing in front of me. So I said, do you need something, honey? And he just kind of looked at me. His hands were behind him, and he pulled forward a little bunch of flowers. Now, if you can picture this, they're all purple flowers, and the stems were about 3 inches long, so I had to literally pinch the little bunch of flowers together. But I thought that was so sweet, and he leaned over and gave me a kiss on the forehead. And you know what? That's the start of my weekend.
That's Mother's
and
Day right there.
Tickled pink, and I was just like, just in heaven.
Just
my heart was just fluttering with love and appreciation. And I just really enjoy that. Yeah.
It's like the little sweet things that just warms your heart. It's not the big things.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know when they're like, you know, all grown and they have, you know, their big bank accounts or whatever, I know I will be still demanding my 2 acres and a nice size house on that lot. But until then, I can wait. I mean, they already know. They've known this for the last 10 years that
okay.
would be the ultimate. So I can wait on that. For now, you know, I'll do the hugs and the kisses. I'm good with that. Yeah, for
right.
sure. But that is so sweet. And it really is. I mean, yesterday I was coming home from work, and I'm like, wow, it's Friday evening traffic. Where is everybody? And then I thought, oh, it's Mother's Day weekend. Maybe people have traveled out of town or have taken the weekend off, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it was quite easy, you know, easy breezy getting home yesterday, which is very unusual. And I just thought, wow, yeah, maybe people just want to be with their moms. And you know, spending more time. And like you said, you know, our mom is in her mid, I don't even know how old mommy is, mid to late 70s. Well, she's past 75,
mm-hmm.
so
right.
right around there. And so she's getting older, and we know she's, you know, living with, you know, just health conditions and things like that. And I think the
mm-hmm.
older our parents get and the older we get, the more important it becomes to reconnect on a spiritual and on a soul level versus let me get mama cake, let me get mama card. It more becomes
right.
more of spending that quality time, sharing stories and laughs, and literally just sitting down and being there. Because I know, like,
exactly.
one of the things, when I come over there to hang out tomorrow evening, I'm going to bring my nail polish and the stuff for my toes,
uh-huh.
you know, and just chilling out and just whatever the evening holds, that's what it holds, you know. So I think
sure.
those are the things that really make it work. I know also, Elle, with the social media, I'm so, like, I don't know about you, but I get fired up about Facebook. One of the reasons I get fired up about Facebook is that it inspires me. Yesterday I was trying to find a couple of photos with me and Mom
mm-hmm.
to do a little collage. Then I saw that Junior, of course. I'm like, oh, I was going to post that picture. You know, he cuts us out of the photos and steals mommy's pictures and posts them. And then I was looking at photos of, you know, just all of us and her, whether it was our little baby pictures or, you know, growing up or just recent pictures. I know I've lost tons, thousands of pictures, and I digress. I won't go there anymore. I do all the time. But just really looking at that and looking at the timeline, and I was even looking at, wow, that was just 2013 or 2011
right.
or, you know,
absolutely.
Whatever. And I'm looking at mommy now in, like, after 5 years, and I'm thinking, wow, age does happen, and it happens to all
yes.
of us. There's a difference between a woman who's 69 and a woman who's 76, and that's only 7 years. And so I look
right.
at my own self, and I was looking at even photos of, you know, of myself. One of the reasons, mainly because it's getting to be summer, and I'm like, ooh, 2016 isn't like 2013 or 2014. And yes, it does get harder to lose those pounds as the years go up. You know, some things just really become your reality, and you realize that it really isn't about the things on the surface, the material things, the frivolous things, the things that don't make a difference, because we have limited time. You know, each day is a day that we really have to embrace, because memories are what we're making right now. And we're making those memories with the things we do with our children, is the little traditional things. And like you started out saying Mother's Day, and I want to wrap the show up. We only have 5 more minutes for the show to wrap. I kind of want to circle back on how you started off the show. Mother's Day is every day. For a mom,
mm-hmm.
the Mother's Day that we traditionally celebrate—that first, is it the first or second Sunday, whichever day that is, tomorrow in May—really is just a day to say, "Mom, you sit down now, you know, let's serve you breakfast in bed or let's do whatever. But they're still coming to us, and mom, so-and-so said this, mom, so-and-so did this. Mom, we don't have any meals. So really, it's really just like a mother's 5 minutes, because all the other days of the year, moms are up on their feet. We're going, we're working, we're providing, we're counseling, we're teaching, you know, we're coaching, we're hugging, you know, we're addressing the boo-boos of the heart, we're addressing the boo-boos of, you know, the knees, you know, whatever it is. And so memories are what we're making right now. And I think it's really so special, even us as mothers. You know, I started by saying how much I love Facebook and electronically putting my pictures up, just because it's a psychological thing. I lost thousands of pictures that I'll never get back. So when I take a photograph, I like to post lifetime. And I love to take those pictures, because even the kids look back at it and they're like, wow, they start laughing. Look at Jacob. Oh, my gosh, look how little Sam was. And it's after the fact that they realize how they've grown, or they see the memories that you've created and different things like that.
Right.
So what are some of your fun memories?
Growing up or?
Yeah, growing up or even with your kids, what are some of the things, you know, you guys are fond of, whether it's in your own particular, with your mom, with mommy, or, you know, your kids with you?
Well, I think growing up, I can remember thinking to myself that when I grow up, I want to be a mom. I want to be just like my mom. I want to stay at home, make sure the kids are all set and my husband's all set, and send them off to work and send them off to school, and I want to be just like mom. But then reality hits. And, of course, you know, you have to go out to work to provide for your children and to keep a roof over your head. So I couldn't be like my mom. And I know after she left Jamaica, she had to come here and actually be a married single mom. And then she's a, you know, widowed single mom and do a lot on her own for herself and her kids. So I guess, again, just one of my fondest memories is wanting to be like my mom in the way of nurturing. And I think I got a little bit of that. She oftentimes say to me that I remind her of her mom. And, you know, just growing up in Jamaica, playing, it's a big campground anyway, just playing outside and being with all my siblings and just appreciating and, I guess, knowing that she's always there as a crutch. Mom's just always there. And it never dawned on me till just now when you asked me that, wow, I think maybe that's just how my brain strung up, because I'm always there for my kids. I'm always there.
I know. I was just hoping that you continued to chit chat.
Okay.
Because I lost the connection for a moment, so I'm like, I hope she just kept going and going and going. Well, you probably heard some dead air and a little music, but we reconnected, and sometimes we have these technical issues that come up. Very rare, but anyway, I think I reconnected just in time. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think our memories are, for me, so thank you for being patient and all that. So I think memories are, for me, growing up, I just remember mom being at home and being there and being present and just being a source of strength. And I've just always admired her. I know I just remember one instance, and I think she remembers this to this very day. I just remember one day I saw her shed a tear, and I went next to her and hugged her, and I was like, "Don't cry, mommy." And I told her, I said, "One day I want to be as strong as you." And she remember, and I think I was about 7 or 8 years old at that time, but I do remember because I do remember looking at this woman and thinking how incredible she is. But I think for me, creating the memories with my kids is just really like capturing the moment, whether it's on camera or just being with them in the moment. But our show is getting ready to wrap. So thank you so much for being a part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to you, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Of course, as soon as we get off the show, we're going to be calling each other and chit-chatting. So I'll talk to you on the other side. Hello from the other side. Happy Mother's Day. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.